is a racist or a grapist or whatever else joke of the day. Okay, you'll have to follow it. We're all grapists. Okay. So, welcome back to Nati. Happy you're feeling better. Happy you're joining us again. So, this is Yitzchak's tefillah, not the tefillah Parshas Chayisara, of Yitzchak Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, but the tefillah of Parshas told us. Vayetar Yitzchak Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi. So, two or three issues leap out at us, and we'll talk about that this week. In Mitzvah Shem, we always like to start with a little bit of Musar, and we're dedicating these weeks to improving our tefillah. What's interesting about this is the language of Vayetar. We spoke about Avram's tefillah being Amida, and Yitzchak's tefillah being characterized as Lasuach, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Ein Sicha El Tefillah. Here, Yitzchak's tefillah is referred to as Atira, Vayetar. Of course, in modern Hebrew, because of that, letar means to answer or to ask. Now, what does Atira literally mean? What does Vayetar mean? Very appropriate to Masech HaShabbos. What is an etar? Ayin tafresh. It's a shovel or a spade that you move ground. So Chazal sensed that there's something in common between tefillah and shoveling ground. So one day in the Medrash, this is the day of Rabbi Yochanan, Sheshafach tefillos be'osher, that he augmented his tefillos. Chazal tell us that Arba Devarim Tzrichim Chizuk, there are four aspects of our Avodas Hashem that have to constantly be reinforced. One of them is tefillah, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yameh Tzlibecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Riboy Tfilos, Gam Ki Tarbu Tfilah, Hashem talks about, okay, so Mikdash is destroyed, I won't answer. Part of shoveling is it takes a while to break ground. Sometimes our Tfilos aren't that successful in the beginning. Our minds wander, our sense of space and being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talked about the modem effect, where you bow down, oh, I really haven't had Kavana yet. So then, okay, so I have Kavana for modem, I have Kavana for V'yau Kulam, Sim Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Kli Machzik Bracha of Shalom. So Rabbi Yochanan felt that the Vayetar, he didn't just daven in a sense of a quantified tefillah, the way that maybe Avram and Yitzchak had daven beforehand, but there was a pouring out, there was an unlimited almost burst of tefillah, as well as, of course, the hard work. Shoveling is hard work. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. It is hard, mental and emotional. Tefillah is avodah shebelev because, first of all, it's predicated upon seeing yourself as an Eved Hashem. That's why it's so hard to daven, because for us that concept is not natural. What does it mean to be an Eved? No one ever told you to be an Eved. Your whole lives you've been trained to be independent-minded, rugged individualist, take care, not in hedonistic ways. It doesn't even make sense. What does it mean to be an Eved? We're trying to find a way to adopt that identity, to be an Eved Hashem. So tefillah is the experience more than learning in many ways, because learning is centered on you and your ability to analyze and quantify and associate, whereas davening, you're submitting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rish Lakish had a slightly different interpretation. Shehipech HaSegzera, part of shoveling is you're actually changing, as we learned in Charisha, Ripoyara, Shitas Rashi, you're softening the earth. So you're taking the earth that was hard, that was untillable, and you're making a change. And as impossible as it seems that human beings can change the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he structured tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which Hashem's decisions are impacted by human experience and human tefillah, human behavior. Hashem, of course, has foreknowledge of all those scenarios, but because he knows what we'll choose, it doesn't affect our ability to choose. I just spoke to a group of adults that were here from Stanford. I spoke to them in Ephron. I just said, as I've told you so often, the difference between the Western view of history and the Jewish view of history is Western culture views history as linear, evolutionary, open-ended, an unknown road. And for Am Yisrael, history is cyclical and circular, and there's an inevitable terminus. And the question is, who will be the authors that will advance towards that terminus, and how quick will it happen, and the texture of that advance? But there's an endpoint. We know where we're heading. We know what the resolution is. And maybe it's the time I spoke to them. I should mention this to you. Baruch Hashem, now the fires have subsided in Eretz Yisrael. We just had a terrible week. There are many, many people up north who are homeless, who've had their lives shattered. Many people have been injured or smoke inhalation. And obviously, at a human level, we commiserate with them. But I want to talk about something a little different. I want to tell you about Reb Hananya ben Trajan, and I've been thinking a lot about Reb Hananya ben Trajan today. Why am I thinking about Reb Hananya ben Trajan? Because he was martyred by the Romans, and he was wrapped up in a Sefer Torah with wet sponges applied to his chest that he shouldn't burn quickly, but should die from slow and painful smoke inhalation. And his daughter asks him, Abba, breathe in, accelerate your death. And he says, no, it's not my neshama, it's not my life to curtail. And then she asks him, Abba, what will be with your future? Listen to what he says. He says, I'm paraphrasing, he doesn't use this terminology, but I'm making it a little bit more vivid. He says, I'm actually confident, because if they were only persecuting me, then I'd be uncertain as to how Hashem would resolve this whole interaction, this whole conflict. But now that they dragged Torah into this struggle, into this face-off, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly avenge Torah, and while he's attending to Torah's needs, he'll attend to my needs also. So now it's a tag team match. It's not just me against the Romans anymore. It's now myself and Torah facing off against the Romans. I feel like a similar experience has happened the last 2 weeks. On a terrestrial level, in our world, there's been terrible fires, and the country's burning, and sadness, and tragedy, and heroism, and hard work. But in Shemayim, this has been a game changer. Because it's one thing to attack the Jewish people. It's another thing to set fire to the country of Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Menucha V'Nachal. It's another thing. Now it's not just about Am Yisrael, now it's about Eretz Yisrael. Now it's about this land that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose, Machon L'Shivtecha, Pa'alta Hashem, Eretz Anivcheres. This is Mitzir Mechlal Yofi, Afse Aretz. I can assure you, I don't know how and when, but I can assure you, in the last 2 weeks, the game has changed dramatically, because now Kodesh Baruch Hu has to defend the honor and the dignity of Eretz Yisrael, and our lot, as always, is cast along with the lot of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael may seem like a land, but there's an animation, there's a spirit to this land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about this land, this is Chatzos Hashem. So, this isn't the first time that Eretz Yisrael has been set ablaze. Eretz Yisrael has a miraculous ability to recover, and it will recover. But just know that in Shemayim, you may not see it with the optics, but understand that it's a tremendous change. Because you don't attack Eretz Yisrael and walk away simply from that encounter. Kodesh Baruch Hu protects this land, cares for this land. This land refused and defied any attempts to colonize and control it for thousands of years, waiting for her children to return. Eim Abanim Simechan only offered its fertility to us. And the fact that that fertility is now being assaulted is iconic. It's not just circumstantial or incidental. What we've accomplished is now being attacked. Emirat Hashem. As I told you, Kodesh Baruch Hu will find ways for this land to recover its potency, and to recover its texture and its fertility. But just understand that the game has changed. Anyway, we'll get back. I went a little bit far afield, but I just wanted to share that because I haven't really spoken about the fires. We'll get back to this pasuk of Vayetar and the capacity of davening to be like a shovel, not just to change hard earth into soft earth, but also when you're shoveling, you're trying to create a tunnel to some other area. If it's in the ground, you want to create a tunnel towards a deeper area. Sometimes you're tunneling to try to connect with something. Who you're connecting with the tefillah. We'll obviously talk about that, Emirat Hashem, over the next couple of days. Okay, anachnu achshav omdim be'emtza.